理课堂听 class.com。
Page 10. John Woo. From Humble Beginnings to Big Time Film Director. Movie fans in both the East and West recognize John Woo's name. After all,Wu has directed not only big-name Hollywood movies, but also popular Hong Kong action films. Many consider him to be one of Asia's best filmmakers. Yet John Woo has come a long way from where he started. Wu was born in Guangzhou, China, in 1946. His family immigrated to Hong Kong when he was five. Life there became difficult,after Wu's father came down with tuberculosis and couldn't work. John Woo grew up in the slums of Hong Kong. He witnessed a lot of crime and violence in his neighborhood. To escape his surroundings, he often went to the movie theater. Musicals like The Wizard of Oz really inspired him.They reminded him that life wasn't just violence and despair. It could be beautiful and happy as well. But Wu would still face difficult times. When Wu was just 16, his father died. Because of this, the young man had to leave school and find a job. Road to Success.Wu was fascinated with films because of the influence they had on his childhood. In his spare time, he studied filmmaking from books. In 1969, he joined Cathay Studios as a production assistant and script supervisor. Then in 1973, he directed his first feature film, The Young Dragons. It featured great kung fu action scenes.Wu made many more such films in the 1970s, but by the 1980s, he suffered burnout. His films weren't doing very well. Somewhat disappointed, he left filmmaking for a while. Fortunately, producer-director Cui Hark helped bring Wu back. He provided money for Wu to film A Better Tomorrow in 1986.This film really changed Hong Kong action movies. Wu's characters wore trench coats and sunglasses. In close-quarters fight scenes, they held a gun in each hand. This style, later dubbed Gun Fu, would be copied by many Hollywood directors. With Chow Yun-fat as his main character, Wu made many such movies, the most famous, The Killer.1989, is sometimes referred to as the perfect action film. Wu goes to Hollywood. In 1993, Wu found himself in a new land and new culture. Universal Studios asked him to direct the film Hard Target. The transition to American film proved difficult. Wu had to deal with many new rules and production schedules.But Wu once again managed to get people's attention with his unique style. In 1997, Wu's movie Face Off opened to American audiences. It earned over $100 million, making Wu the first successful Asian director in Hollywood. This paved the way for other Asian directors. Now,Wu wants to get Chow Yun-fat and Nicolas Cage together in a film called Land of Destiny. It will focus on a Chinese immigrant sold into slavery to work on the American railroads. What else does he have up his sleeve? I want to make a movie in China because it's such a beautiful country, Wu said. There are so many great stories to tell. I've always wanted to do...The Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Now that's something we can all look forward to. Talk about it. As a child, John Woo watched movies to escape his difficult surroundings. What are some other reasons people watch movies? Why do you watch movies? What can we learn from John Woo's life story? Do you find any lessons or encouragement in his story? Explain. Have you seen any John Woo movies? If so, what did you think? Key points. Watching films inspired John Woo to rise above his difficult childhood circumstances. In the 1970s, Woo enjoyed much success as a director of Hong Kong action films, but he later experienced burnout. Woo eventually returned to filmmaking and became successful as a Hollywood director. Woo would like to make films that help people better understand Chinese history and culture. Immigrate. Les and his family immigrated to America 30 years ago. They now live in New York. Come down with something. John came down with a cold, so he decided to stay in bed and rest. Tuberculosis. Dad coughs a lot and his chest hurts. I hope he doesn't have tuberculosis. Slum. I saw a lot of poor people living in bad conditions in the city's slums. Witness. The police are hoping that someone who witnessed the crime will report what happened. Despair. Many poor people in the city live a life of despair. They feel there is no hope for them. Script. Writers are working on a script for a new Superman movie. Kung Fu. A lot of Western people enjoy Hong Kong-style Kung Fu action films. Burnout. Too much stress on the job can quickly lead to burnout. Trench coat. I usually wear my long trench coat on cold and rainy days. Close quarters. I don't like living with other people in such close quarters. I prefer having my own space. Dub. This truck is dubbed the Monster because it's so big and noisy. Transition. After graduation, my transition from college to work was difficult for me. Pave the way. This new research will pave the way for future developments in science. Slavery. Millions of people still live in slavery today. They are forced to work for little or no pay. Up one sleeve. John is hard to predict. You never know what he's got up his sleeve.